Bank of England downgrades no-deal Project Fear predictions by half. By Victoria Friedman on March 6, 2019. Mark Carney has revised down predictions on the economic disruption of a no-deal Brexit by half, after the Bank of England governor had been criticised for his misleading November predictions. At the end of last year, Mr. Carney's office predicted that the UK economy could be between 4.47 and 7.75% smaller within 3 years of a clean Brexit as opposed to following Prime Minister Theresa May's soft exit plan. The central bank chief told the Lords Economic Affairs Committee on Tuesday that those predictions, in light of recent preparations for a WTO exit, could be as low as 2%. However, both models were based on there being a market crash, a collapse in sterling, and significant border friction, a possibility ruled out on multiple occasions by Calais port chiefs and Britain's tax office, on March 29. There has been progress in preparedness and that reduces the level of the economic shock, Mr. Carney told the committee, according to The Sun. If you took the scenarios that we had for a no-deal Brexit and you reference the disruptive and the disorderly, and it depends what your counterfactual is. So what are we comparing it to? If we compare those as we did in November to our forecast of the economy at the time, which presumed something broadly consistent with the Prime Minister's deal. The potential hit to GDP was just under 5% in the disruptive and just under 8% in the disorderly. The items I indicated earlier, given our modelling of the situation, would pull back somewhere between 2% to 3.5% of those losses depending on the scenario, he added. Mr. Carney was criticised for allegedly inflating the risk of economic damage that a clean Brexit would cause after previously unreleased staff minutes from the Bank of England revealed concern that the predictions could be against the public interest by giving a suggestion of apparently precise scenarios, which could be misleading and liable to misinterpretation. While the Tory government is attempting to convince the intransigent EU to accept changes to the withdrawal agreement's Irish backstop and the Prime Minister has opened up the possibility of taking no deal off the table or even delaying Brexit, a group of senior academics and former head of MI6 Sir Richard Dearlove have come out in support of the immediate opportunities that a World Trade Organization, WTO, exit would bring. Writing a joint letter in The Telegraph, the signatories said that while a WTO exit would require adjustments, it would allow us to cut unnecessary tariffs, reduce costly regulation, save on budget contributions and sign beneficial trade deals. The support for a no-deal and the resulting slash in tariffs come after reports the government is considering cutting 80 to 90% of trade tariffs in the result of a no-deal Brexit, while government sources told Sky News said the remaining 10 to 20%, related to cars, some textiles, and beef, dairy, and lamb, will be maintained. The plans, believed to have been approved by the Cabinet, are intended to stop rising prices in shops for British consumers. Germany's industry chief Dieter Kempf also warned Tuesday against a delay to Brexit, saying an economy can live better with bad conditions than with uncertainty.